This is CliffCentral.com. Running the bill like shop, shop,
something like shop, 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 like shop.
Welcome to it. It is the Capital wrap up without DJ Capital, though. Capital is sick, apparently.
In English, they call it incapacitated.
I think Durbin took it out of him. I must say, Durbin was crazy. So I'm a bit sick as well. But I'm here. I made it. But we're here with Kat. At least Kat is here. What up, Kat?
What up? Sorry, hi. I had to chime in, you know.
It's okay.
I had to bring out the English, you know, incapacitated.
How things. You doing, Kat?
I'm easy, dog. You know, I had a nice chilled weekend. You know, had a nice weekend with a couple of mommies.
A couple of mommies?
Hell yeah, dog. While you niggas are living life in Durban, we move in silence.
You had your Joburg July.
Yes, Joburg. But with North Honeys, don't get it twisted.
Wait, what are we getting twisted? I don't know. What's
no, the because, like, you know, some people say, no, the only people that stay behind during the July are ratchet honeys. Oh, no ways, my brother. Some of us.
So North Honeys are not ratchet.
We have a refined. We are refined human beings. Therefore, we attract refined human beings.
Okay, so you're saying North Honeys are not ratchet?
No, they're not.
I can dispute that, but
Let me tell you something. Girls who are raised in the North are refined.
Sure.
Some mafiki solo honeys. They see a bottle of Belvedere and they say, that vodka with the house. Oh, no way. Don't do that.
Hey, Kat, you're saying other things right now.
No, I'm telling the truth, dog.
All right. Let's get straight into the news. On the new music front, we have JR released a new song called Four this week. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
Apparently, it's dope.
It is dope.
Did you hear it?
I have heard it, yes.
Is it like a regular old JR joint, or are we going to be surprised?
Look, I think it's... It'll make some waves. I think so. JR's coming back. You know, he's been on the hooks. You know, people are hearing him here and there. I think it'll be a nice one. I think so. I don't know about, like, you know, blowing up across the country vibe, but, you know, I think it'll be nice.
It'll be doing the damn things.
Yeah. Next, we got AKA. He shot his one-time video last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually got back from the BET, shot the video.
And then went back.
Went to Durban.
I want to be AKA.
And then went back to America.
I want to live this life.
To New York.
I want to live this life, though.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you.
This life is too super mega.
Listen, for me, the first half of 2016 belonged to AKA. That's just me. Dog,
I think he's already taken it.
The nigga has put in work this year. He's on a couple of features. You know, he's released his two songs, One Time and... what's the other one? Cat, the other one. DreamWorks. He released a video for DreamWorks. He was on My E's joint. They shot the video already. He was on Questa's joint. They shot the video already. They're all out. You know, he got the BET nod.
Like, with that being said, you know, as we speak, homeboy's on sway right now.
You said the same thing last week, Cat, with Casper. He's not on right now.
Dog,
he will be on.
Time difference. Time difference.
Yeah. He's not on right. Wait, what's the time now? It's 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Minus 6 hours.
Yeah.
Give us, what is that, Duncan?
It's like 9 o'clock, nigga. Dog, yes. You're mad.
So,
dog.
Okay, yeah, so you're right. Actually,
Jesus.
I don't know what time sway in the morning is, but.
It's in the morning.
Wow. That's so vague. Yeah. The morning
okay, whatever.
From 6 to 10 a.m.
But anyway, like, but yes. Know, a lot of people were like, yo. Hey, Casper was on Sway in the Morning. What? You know the whole comparison.
Yeah, I saw,
like,
some tweets.
The whole comparison
tweets.
Thing. Like,
some of the tweets
like,
are like,
AKA was on 106 and Park and Sway in the Morning.
Aye, Cat, please. Can we not compare? Can we
no,
not compare?
But I'm just saying. Can I'm just saying because,
can
like,
we, can we just
there's
say
this whole comparison because
so you're
there's
also
the
comparing
two niggas
now.
At the pinnacle of South African hip hop.
So you're comparing now as well.
I'm comparing, dog. They're two niggas at the top.
So can
what
we
do you
not
want
just
me to
say
do?
It's a great achievement for SA
yes,
hip hop.
Yes, it's a wonderful
without
thing.
Comparing.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm gonna tell. Like, I'm just be Ricky Rick right now. Spread love.
Ken, you are a man of your controversy, but yes, he is on Sway
in
the Morning today.
I guess who's listening? incapacitated Capital. He's like, yo,
Cap, nigga, come to work. Cap, who's he tweeting us? Cap, come to work.
He's like, nah, he'll be on at 4 p.m. You see? I got my numbers so right,
that's
nigga.
That's in an hour, you animal.
Yeah, well,
it's not now.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, big ups to him. Looking forward to that. I did see a couple of haterade tweets. I saw some tweets, hashtag, AK will be on the same seat Casper and your verse was on. You know, they were on that vibe. So, but like I said, I'm not that type of person. I think it's a great achievement for everybody.
Yeah, no, it's dope.
I hope
it's
his freestyle dope. Is dope. Obviously, they're going to make him rap. I'm going to use the Clip Central Wi-Fi, you know what I mean? So I'm going to listen when the show's done.
You know, like, you know...
Wait, let me move on. Let me move on quickly. That's enough of AK.
Wait. I got to say this. Like, last night, when AKA... said there's a special announcement and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I look, I even like tweeted you at you and Kevin, and I was like, is it going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Kev gassed us last week.
You gassing ass nigga.
Anyway, then we got the big one, the one we just played, Wizkid featuring Chris Brown, Trey Songz, French Montana, Shabba. That's crazy. The kid is gone. The kid is
I know
gone.
He's done with us.
On a Mike Will beat.
No, he's done with us.
Done. Like, shout out to Wizkid. That's crazy. Hopefully, you know, more African artists can do that. I mean, he's not the first to collaborate with these type of guys. I mean, P Squared and stuff have collaborated with like the likes of Rick Ross, French Montana. But for some reason, those songs never.
Can I tell you why? It's execution. Execution is everything. It doesn't matter who you're on the song with. Execution is everything.
That's
and
true.
Wizkid has executed thoroughly.
As in, like, it's a good song.
It's a good song.
Yeah,
like,
I also think
and
it's a
he's
song.
Held his own.
I like it.
Although I think he could have, like,
yeah,
you know,
he held his own. I like that, yeah.
He could have done a little bit more on One Dance.
Definitely. Everyone's like,
he sounded like an ad-lib.
Where's Wizkid?
You know what I mean? Like,
everyone's like, what do you mean he's on this song? But, shout out to him. I think it's a dope, like, club banger. A couple of my homies were hating, like, yo, it's whack, it's a 6 or out of 10 type of thing. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. Next, we got DJ Dimples. He's got his new joint with Muggs and Kimo Sabe called
really?
Bet It All. Yes. We'll play that a little bit later in the show. And then we've got Toddy Mac featuring Muggs and Sean Pages called Rap Life. Uh-huh. Haven't heard from Sean Pages and Toddy Mac in a while, so hopefully that's a
yeah.
Dope
he's
one.
Got that. He's got that album coming out too. So
yeah.
Let's hear what's good. Let's see what's good. Let's not judge him just as yet.
No, of course not. Toddy Mac. I mean, you know, we have to give him his respect.
Morafe.
Yeah.
I know.
And then there's Reason and the Boys Upstairs.
Who's that?
You know, you see, Cap gave me this. I don't know who the Boys Upstairs are, but the new song is called Molly Cyrus. I have heard it, and you know, it's all right.
I heard him perform it once. I don't like it.
We're gonna play a little bit later in the song. You guys will tell us what you think about it. International news. Joe Budden is still going at Drake. He dropped a second diss track to Drake.
Yeah, I listened to both songs on my way here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like Joe Budden needs to chill.
He does need to chill.
Although, like, he's boy can spit like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right? But I think, like, he's trying to make people digress from 4 p.m. in Calabasas where Drake was actually dissing Diddy. You know what I mean? And just because Drake paid for one or two of your bills in the club doesn't mean he's talking about you. He's talking about you. You know what I mean? Just because he said it's a check picker upper. What if he does that for everybody?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think like he's just trying to resuscitate his career.
Exactly.
So to speak. You know what I mean?
I agree. He's got this podcast. I forgot what it's called, but you know, it's, you know, similar vibes to
us. After he ripped views apart.
Yeah. And so he dropped the first one, Making a Murderer. Didn't cause much noise, you know. Now he dropped Wake as a follow up. And then he has a line where he says, I waited 5 days, where y'all at? You know, referencing back to back, because, you know, Drake was like, you know.
Here's the thing.
I dropped two tracks, so he didn't say nothing. But
even though Drake, he is who he is. It doesn't mean that he can go toe to toe with Joe,
like rapping.
Rapping.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, and I don't.
You know,
think
Joe Budden will bring that fire.
I do agree with you, but I I don't think Drake needs to respond, though, and I doubt he will.
He won't. Yeah, he won't respond.
Yeah. Speaking of Drake, I know you heard the news. I know you saw the news.
Yes.
And I know
yes,
you don't
yes,
like
yes,
the album,
yes.
but
I don't like the album.
It is what it is. The world has spoken. Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
Drake's views becomes the third. Third. Yes. Biggest selling hip hop album.
No, it's the fourth.
No, no, no. Third.
It's the fourth.
It's only behind
Marshall Mathers LP.
No, he passed Marshall Mathers.
Really?
Yeah. So it's the third biggest Jeez. Selling hip hop album of all time, only behind Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer.
Imagine, dog. Yeah. Like not even big names. Like,
not even
okay,
exactly.
They are big names, but for back in the day.
I know
day,
what
they,
you mean. And, yeah. and not musically.
Yeah,
like,
not musically.
Yeah, and I had this debate with some homies, and a lot of them are like, it is the okay. It's reached his. It's done. It's what it's done. But they don't think it was his greatest album. One, and they don't think it was such a great rap album in general. What do you think?
What the views?
Yeah, views.
Dog, I've been listening to Take Care, and if you're listening this, if you're listening to this, it's too late. Like I've been listening to both of them, and I listened to Views again, and I'm like, this is a downgrade.
And you, this is, you're like, allowed views, to think that.
Views is a downgrade compared to Take Care, and if you're listening to this, it's too late. Come on.
And those had my personal opinion, and we had this debate the other week. I said Views, he went for a more pop sound, and hence it's done the numbers that it's done, and I agree.
By the way,
yeah,
I just got information that Listen. It's the third most weeks at number one, not the highest selling. Get your facts straight.
No. Where did you get this information from?
Don't worry. Just know, dog. Kitty's anyway, got you, dog. Cadillac
so
Grills,
let me read.
I got you.
So it's for the ninth week in a row, Views sits perched atop the Billboard 200 album chart.
Yes.
This means it passes Marshall Mathers to become the third place hip-hop album with the most weeks at the top of the chart.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said biggest selling.
Yes. From this is including streams, obviously. This is what the source I got.
All right, Montana.
Which is the
let's
fader.
Go, let's go. Let's get it.
Anyway. So it's behind Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer. Right. Next up, we got Sierra. Still talking about Future.
Jesus.
She feels for Russell Wilson's safety, apparently.
Why?
Because of emojis, apparently Future sent. So he tweeted
what did he do?
Football, because obviously he's a football player and a gun.
Are you serious?
Yeah, obviously alluding to the fact that he, you know what that means. And
she's saying that he's throwing up gang signs on the TL over some emojis.
Yeah,
is that the thug? Is like is
there's
that
more?
The
there's more.
These
apparently
days?
He dropped a couple of lines. This was a song called Juice. Well, him and DJ Esco, and which Future says, "Trying to fuck my baby mama, dog. What's up with you? You gonna make me get that heat? I'm pulling up on you.
Damn, I'm pulling up on you, nigga.
I mean, that's a real life threat, but
yeah, no,
it's also
is,
rap
it is,
though.
It is.
Like, I don't.
But I don't know if you're gonna like. I feel like Russell Wilson, as a real nigga, he should have told Sierra like, look, chill, because wait for like the time." Between when they met and they started dating and all that shit, like Russell Wilson didn't take Future into consideration and be like, yo, listen, you know what I mean? Like, have that respect for the baby daddy as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Me as a baby daddy myself, I would expect the nigga to say that, to be like, yo, listen, I don't want to meet your kid now out of respect of what, you know what I mean? If we get serious, then I'll meet your kid.
So
it's that simple.
So you're on Future side?
Yeah, hell yeah, dog. I'm team baby daddy.
Of course. And I don't like. I still don't agree with Future's threats or whatever. I mean, they could just be just scaring him.
Yeah,
and rocking the boat in their relationship.
Shook ones, you know what I mean?
But I think Sierra's running with it, and I think she needs to get over Future and whatever issues they have.
Yeah, I mean, she did lose the custody battle, so I think she's trying her best to make him look like a jackass in public, so that, you know, the next time she appeals the custody.
And imagine what Russell Wilson must feel like. She's always talking about Future, always, you know, worried about what he's saying in his songs.
Yeah,
she obviously listens to all his music.
Like womnyaka or what?
Honestly, she's obviously listening to all his music to hear all these raps and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
She's clearly a bit of a fan of Future. Anyway, next up, we got, this is not really hip hop news, but it's part of the culture, you know. Kevin Durant signing to Golden State Warriors. That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but that's crazy.
That's like Lionel Messi going. Okay, let me not say Lionel. That's KD though.
He's not Messi.
He's not a Messi caliber. So,
but that's crazy. I think that team is going to be expected to sign a 2-year deal worth $54 million to join Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
That's a big four. They're going to have a big four.
Who's the fourth one?
Huh?
It's Steph, Klay, and Durant.
No.
What do you mean no?
The big four.
Who's the fourth one?
Klay is the shortest guy in the big five, in that five. When you think about
when you say four, you're literally talking about height.
You got Klay Thompson, Klay Thompson, Draymond, Andrew Bogut, and
not Andrew Bogut.
What do you mean?
No.
Andrew's big, Bogut. Dog. What do you say?
Okay, well, when people say big, they don't necessarily mean the size of them. I just mean this is the star. These are
okay,
the stars.
Okay, fine. Okay, Curry, anyway. Draymond, Thompson, and KD.
And apparently, Jay-Z had tried to get him to sign to the Nets.
Yeah, well, nobody's trying to play for the Nets just because Jay-Z's the owner. You know what I mean? Like they can't even
reach the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So it's like, what are you doing? Homeboy's trying to get a ring.
I think he is trying to get a ring. I think it's a bit of an unfair move, and David Stern would not have allowed that.
Yo, but the one guy that touched me. You know, apparently the owner of the Warriors.
Right,
the way he pitched.
KD. I saw that you retweeted that or something. What did he say? Yeah.
He was like, "Yo, listen, you are not gonna win any rings without us, but we'll win rings without you."
Mm.
So, what exactly do you want to do at this point in time? But with the both, like, if we had you, we'll win many
rings. Yeah,
I was like, "Yeah,"
and I mean,
that's deep.
I don't think anyone can get angry at him because. People can debate that LeBron did it, but I mean, it's not really the same thing because Golden States are champions, but you know, it is what it is. Anyway, next up, we got Metro Boomin working on a new shoe with New Balance. Dope to see a producer get some shine, you know what I mean?
New Balance?
Yeah.
New Balance is actually doing some things right now.
No, yeah, they're definitely dope. They're definitely doing some things. Hope it's actually dope, and a nigga might just cop it. Next, we've got Apple, apparently are in talks with Jay-Z, apparently to buy Tidal.
Shit.
What do you think of that?
I think Jay-Z has been looking for this day since Dr. Dre. I think he's been waiting for like Apple to come and buy him, like come and buy him, like since the Beats deal, Jay-Z has been like shit.
So you think he never really wanted to run Tidal?
He didn't want to, dog. He just wanted something that some Apple would want.
And then someone buys it.
Yes. So that he can double up on his guap. Because, I mean, Beyonce right now, hey, she can do without Jay-Z.
No, let's be honest. Where is she going next? Where is she going?
Oh, you never know, dog.
Who is the next? After Jay-Z, there's no one.
No, but still. She can do it by herself. I'm an independent woman. Blah, blah, blah.
No. Anyway.
Yo, by the way, did you hear about Drake and Rihanna actually making it official?
No, I did not hear about this.
I heard it's a rumor, people. I did not confirm it. I just heard it's a rumor. And the week he was here, when was it? Last week?
Mm-hmm.
After he left South Africa, he went straight to Manchester and he performed with Rihanna on stage and they performed work.
Yeah, I saw that. But where did you get this? They make it official thing.
Don't worry.
These are tabloids that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's tabloids, but it's rumors. It's news. It made news. A lot of people are talking about it. May not be you because you're still recovering from Durban July. So, you know, some of us who stay woke, you know what I'm saying?
Well, look, personally, I wouldn't be mad at Jay-Z if you sold. Get your paper up. You know, if Tidal's struggling that much, you know. Next, we got Dr. Dre. Apparently, reunites with Scott Storch.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah,
Scott Storch looks like some accountant, some disgruntled accountant.
When you fall off, he's got to look
the fuck off. Though.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had like the biggest house in
Miami.
Yeah, and
he had like two Bugattis and shit.
Yeah, he was just spending money like crazy.
Yeah, boy.
But I mean, he has his hit that he'll forever have that he made with Dre.
Still Dre.
Still Dre. You know, but they had a falling out, obviously, because Costos went to drugs and eventually went bankrupt. But yeah, I don't know what reunite means exactly. You think they're going to start making music together or what?
I don't know. He's a piano man, so I don't think his sound is going to change. I just think they're going to try to bring back that old early 2000s
piano.
That piano sound, like, back, you know what I mean? You know, this trap thing is getting a bit much, though.
All right, so Kanye West has got a new deal with Adidas and could potentially make him a billionaire. Adidas inked a deal with Kanye West for an undisclosed amount to expand Yeezy's brand, which has the potential to turn the fashion designer into a billionaire. The deal is being described as the most significant partnership between a non-athlete and a sports brand, and includes plans of opening Yeezy retail shops that will sell his Yeezy kicks, apparel, and accessories. Additionally, Ye will also be responsible for designing the athletic wear for basketball and football players.
Shit. That's Nike is like, what the fuck?
You know what? And people always have this debate, but I don't think Adidas will surpass Nike.
You know what's so crazy is that while all of this is going on, right? Number one, the co-founder of Nike has stepped down.
Oh, really?
As CEO.
Okay.
And off the board. All right. I think there's a lot of shit going on at Nike.
At Nike.
Because most of their big teams, they switched over to Adidas. I mean, you look at the deals that Adidas did with you know what? Let me just. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think Nike's losing the race. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Ice Cube is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I don't know if that's a big deal.
It actually is a big deal.
I guess for a rapper from where he comes from.
Yeah, as a rapper, I think it's dope because.
From NWA to.
Yeah, you know, from Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
You know, all the way to the star on Hollywood. And, I mean, he's made so many movies that have become major cult hits, so to speak, Friday.
The Friday series.
The Friday trilogy, you know what I mean? So, I think it's dope. I think
congrats to him.
Yeah. And he just came out with the third Barbershop, so.
Right, did you watch it?
Yeah, I thought it was dope.
I didn't watch it.
But I think it was okay. Let me not say it was dope. It was cool.
Okay.
It was cool.
All right. Next, we got designers turning that Timmy Turner freestyle into a full song.
Yo, dog.
Do you know
I
what?
I have that clip on my phone.
I haven't heard it yet.
I've been listening to it every single day.
Is it dope? Or what is it? What's the hype?
Dog, that track is dope.
All right, well,
it's dope.
I'm looking forward to the full thing, then.
I'm so excited.
Please show me the freestyle. Afterwards.
I think this Timmy Turner joint has turned me into a fan
of designer.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Forget Panda.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Yeah, I actually really only started liking Panda now.
Yeah, me and you.
And
both.
I'm like,
to be honest, I only started liking Panda because it was on The Life of Pablo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been bumping that shit.
I think it's been playing so much at the clubs that I'm like,
Capital, speak to your fellow DJs.
Like, yo, this song. Okay, they forced it down my throats. I'm like, okay. Actually, you know what? I like it now. I like it, guys. You happy? And I've been going to the club a lot with Cap. So, this is what I've been hearing, and Cap's been playing it. So,
Cap, delete that song off your Serato, please.
All right, that's pretty much it with the new music and the news. We're about to get into Reason's new song, Molly Cyrus. You tell us what you think, guys. Think about it. This is Reason featuring what are those guys called?
The niggas upstairs.
Yeah, the boys upstairs. Molly Cyrus. Let's go.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Make it go away, baby.
I got so much on my mind. Baby, make it go away, go away, go away. There's just so much going down. Baby, we should go away, go away, go away. Maybe we can skip the town and make this shit a getaway, getaway, getaway. I guess that's cool, but there for now. Baby, make it go away, go away, go away, go away.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more, iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with a reliable connection as well as the necessary support and backup. Go to iConnectSA.co.za for more information. That's iConnectSA.co.za. iConnect, the one provider to manage all your communications.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Yo, welcome back to the Capital Wrap Up. You're chilling out here with Monty and Cadillac Grills, aka Old School.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about something, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely old school. This nigga loves old school.
What?
Something about bars or an old school song, or I don't know. I was like, yeah, this is why we call him old school.
Yeah, dog. Like, what's wrong with old school? This I honestly think old school is the purest form.
Listen,
like, this.
Why did you call yourself Cadillac Grills? I've been wanting to ask.
No, like, you know what happened, right? So, me. And a few, like, my boys, they were like four catlejos, dog. You know what I mean? Yeah. There were four cats in it, you know what I mean? So then the one time, like, everybody was like cat, and like four people would turn their heads and be like, yo, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So then Tatos was like, yo, never mind, we'll come up with a nickname. So one day he was like, yo, Cadillac. I'm like, yo, what up? I was the only one that responded. He's like, oh, okay, let's call you.
Let's call you.
Yeah, so it was just a... It's nothing major. It's not like I was pushing a Cadillac or, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Well, we did miss out on a couple of news. A big one, actually. Mac Miller coming to South Africa. He'll be performing at Rock in the Daisies on the 9th of October. I don't know how excited I am. How excited are you, Cat?
I'm not a Mac Miller fan.
Have you heard any of his stuff?
Yes, I've heard, not everything, but a few of his stuff, but... It's not enough to turn me into a fan.
I hear you. I'm not the hugest fan either, to be honest. But social media was wiling. People were wiling. So, you know what? Head out to Rock in the Daisies if you know, want to see Mac Miller. But he will also be performing in Johannesburg on the Sunday as well.
Where?
In the city? Yeah. Joburg in the city? Yeah. At...
What is it, like a hip hop festival as well?
No, it's not. He's just a white rapper.
Oh, just because he's a white rapper, he can't come to in the city or something.
He can. That's why he's there, because he's a white rapper.
Wow.
Anyway.
You're racist.
No, I'm joking. I love white people. Stilo Makulide, as well, has got his Tropicana tour. The dates are coming soon, and his new EP is coming in October. I'm excited for that. I bought his last mixtape.
How was his old, like his like last mixtape?
It was alright. I think he needs a bit of work, but Stilo's the homie. I love you, Stilo.
Yeah.
There were a couple of joints that I liked. The Allow Me, Allow, you know that song?
Yeah, I've heard it.
But yeah. So shout out to Stilo. Look out for the new EP.
Yeah, well, I want to know something. How was the July, dog?
Yeah, let's talk about the weekend. So AK performed at the, what's that marquee called?
The
Jack Daniels one, yeah.
The Jack Daniels one.
It's
no Boomtown.
No, it's no longer Boomtown. So that was dope as usual. You know, I had the whole band or whatever. So that was dope. Then there was Les's Marquee.
Yeah, did you go to Les's Marquee?
I did.
Who performed?
There were no performances. It was just DJs.
Oh, were you not sober enough to remember?
I was 100% sober. I don't drink, Ken.
You're a liar.
I don't drink.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, it was dope. You know, the weather kind of ruined it because so Liz and Marquee had the outside area and the inside area. So if you were outside with if you were not in the VIP, which was on the inside, it sucked because it got really cold and windy. But I mean, the vibe was cool. You know, music was cool. It was basically like the all white party at the July, and everybody dressed formal.
Oh, okay.
Essentially,
all right. No doubt. And then the Chris Brown, like, I saw a whole lot of like Chris Brown posts. Like, yo, some people were like, for tech, he was lip syncing. Other people were like, oh my god, Chris Brown.
You know, I didn't actually go to Chris Brown. There was just so much happening that weekend. I mean, it was Chris Brown. I just think it was a weird event. It was Chris Brown and they have Slum Village. Like, what do you mean? That's not even the same type of people,
but
same type of crowd.
They're accommodating.
And then a couple of that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work if you weren't there?
You can't have. Well, it was empty. If you must know.
Really?
Yes.
The pictures that I saw, there were people like hands in the air. And,
people
and,
can have their hands up and it can still be empty.
You think? Are you serious?
Yes. Well, Cap went and Cap told me. So,
Cap, can we confirm this, please?
It wasn't that full. It was. I think they just chose the wrong weekend. Derby July was the wrong weekend. Too much happening. It was a messed up lineup.
I wanted to see Tinashe just to say, "Hey, girl, how you doing?"
Yeah, Tinashe.
I'm just a young nigga. I'm just a young nigga. From,
forget about Tinashe.
Why? What's wrong with Tinashe?
I mean, you won't make it. That's what I mean.
And then Eve? Nobody has said anything about Eve.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either.
Like, so, everybody's like, just quiet on Eve. Like,
about the event.
She was screaming Rough Rider, and like, all these 90s baby were like, huh?
That's what I'm saying. The event was just a weird event. Like the lineup, the people that they booked was weird. I didn't see anything about it on social media. I mean, the next day that is.
Do you think they were playing dice as to who they're gonna pick? Like play spin the bottle, or like
you know,
artist Eve. Ha.
I just think it's who's affordable and stuff at this point in the game, and that's what people always complain about. Like why are you bringing us washed up artists, and then making our guys open for them? You know.
Yo, Cap says like there were 3,000 people maximum.
Yeah, so
3,000 people maximum.
So is that a lot to you?
No.
Exactly.
For a concert. Exactly. That's fucking small.
Exactly. So
that's losses. Somebody lost money. Those are serious losses.
Somebody definitely lost money.
Like the amount of big artists that you're supposedly bringing out and you can
that's
only
what
pull.
I'm saying. What the who the hell wants to see Eve in 2016? Like come on, fam. Who's that girl? I don't care about that song no
funny
more.
Funny enough, there's some DJs that still play that track.
Yeah.
And women still go crazy.
But I can't, I'm not going to, however much the tickets were, I'm not going to pay that much to go watch that one song. And then you have heads, like deep hip hop heads, Slum Village heads. Why the hell are they going to a Chris Brown concert?
Apparently, like Slum Village performed at Pop Bottles.
Yeah.
And,
so
and
the
they
next
set
day,
it on fire.
So the next day, Pop Bottles, crazy. Shout out to Dimples.
I saw it on Vuzu last night.
Yeah, and it was a surprise. He brought out Slum Village. I mean, that's more of the crowd and the type of place you want to bring out Slum Village
Our crowd.
Yeah, I mean,
real nigga crowd.
Pop Bottle is a hip hop event, and you know, or at least it started off as a hip hop event. You know, I've seen him throw a couple of house DJs in there
selling out.
But I mean, you know, it's demand and supply.
Yeah.
And that's a better crowd to bring Slum Village out to. They performed about 3-4 songs. People mostly only knew Selfish, obviously, because I think that's their biggest hit.
And did they perform Closer?
Yo, I think I might have been turned by that.
Yeah.
I don't
by
know.
The look on your face, you're like, "Eish."
Yeah.
It's like your honey just asked you, "Who's this girl on your phone?" "Eish."
Yeah, I don't know. I'm embarrassed because I should have listened for them to perform that song, but they did perform Raise It Up, which I was wiling out to and nobody else was.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
you were that
people.
Guy. You were that guy screaming for no reason.
Yeah.
Yo, that nigga's on the shit.
Yeah, how does he know this song? So it was me and my nigga Gab. We, you know, wiling out to Slum Village. And even then, to be honest, I don't even think Pop Bottles is the right place to do it, to bring Slum Village.
Is it?
It's still a more niche. I mean, it's in Durban. Who the hell listens to Slum Village in Durban? Not to disrespect Durban, but
how disrespectful
I mean,
are you?
No, listen.
Yes, sis.
Listen to
you know what? You must be banned from going back to Durban with such disrespect.
I love Durban.
That's
great.
Dog.
But listen to my.
I'm not going to die over this bullshit here. Like next
Ken,
thing you have Zulus coming
Ken,
up in
said
here.
You said Smashes is whack last week on Twitter. So.
I didn't say he was whack. I said he's a swag rapper.
Listen, my point
is. There's a difference. If I wanted to say he was whack, I would have said he was whack.
Okay, listen to my reasoning. Durban. There was like, 8,000 to 10,000 people there? No, I'm exaggerating. Let me say 6,000 to 7,000 at Pop Bottles. You know, and it's mainly a house place. You know what I mean? It's not huge on hip hop. Yes, they bring out some hip hop acts right now, but it's generally known for house, you know?
What? Hello.
Yeah.
That's
so,
my shit, boy. Yeah.
That's why I said the response even then was still okay. I think the type of place you need to bring a Slum Village to is you need a Ken Zero to be like the promoter.
Yeah.
Bring them out to Baseline or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Get all the the weed heads and hip hop heads.
You know, yesterday I was watching TV and I saw that Dream Team video. That Vugu Vugu or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that track is, I mean, that thing, like, that track and the video is actually dope. I was very surprised. I was like, wow. Shout out to the niggas. I was truly impressed.
So you're happy they haven't broken up?
I didn't want them to break up or whatever, but I just felt like, wow, okay.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to you niggas. You know what I mean? Because I thought, like, some of the recent shit has been hella lukewarm. You know what I mean? So then when they brought out this video and I heard the track that they sampled, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, wow. You know, this is that hip hop that I like. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily trap, but it's like a bridging of
people trap. have had that criticism of they won't do anything greater than their mixtape.
Yeah.
And for a while, I thought I believed it, but
yeah, I also believed it.
I did like this new song. Their mixtape was crazy though.
That's Vugu Vugu. I think we need to play it at the end of the joint.
Okay, for sure. We'll play that for you, Kev.
Just for me.
For sure. So now, what do you think of AKA being on Sway in the Morning?
I think it's dope. I just hope he actually freestyles.
To be honest, I don't think he will.
What is it about rappers not freestyling anymore?
I don't know, but I think it's become an acceptable practice.
No, it's not. It's not acceptable. Look, it's unacceptable.
What has happened? I mean, international rappers do it too, not just like local rap. Everyone does it. They rap something.
But here's the thing:
before.
You'll have okay. I'll make an example: Grammy Family freestyle. You have Jay-Z. Jay-Z rapped the first verse from his Most Kings track, mm-hmm. right? His track with Chris Martin called Most Kings. He rapped that first verse as a freestyle, ne?
Yeah.
And then after that verse finished, he went into his own freestyle mode.
Right.
Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
It's okay to have scripts, but then if you're going to, like, say you're freestyling, at least build on something that you scripted. If you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying. Look, I'm not a rapper. I would love for rappers to rap. I mean, freestyle.
Yeah, dog.
But it seems like they've agreed upon themselves that we don't have to actually freestyle when we're asked to freestyle. We can, you know, spit something we've written, a verse we've done before from another song, or you know what I mean? Like, they come prepared to these shows. And at the end, it makes for better views and for better listening as well. Like, I don't want to hear rapper going off the top of the dome, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's a better verse and you know what I mean.
So what are you saying about the people that have come onto the show though?
No, a lot
are
of
those shots.
No,
or what,
a couple of them have been whack. Most of them have been, no, let me spend 60-40, 60 good, 40 60, whack,
is it?
Yeah. So
jeez.
Like I said,
that's harsh, Montana.
It makes for better listening purposes, and for the radio shows, more people want to listen to that freestyle or whatever. If I hear, okay, Casper freestyle on the show, and I go and listen, and he's busy going, chilling at Cliff Central, you know what I mean? It's not dope.
You know, so you know the thing is about freestyling that sets the thing about freestyling that sets the tone for me. As a listener, if I can hear you freestyle and you hype me up, that's when I will go out and buy your shit.
But we've had this debate before. Some rappers are not good at freestyling.
No, but then
some are good. And
but
some
why?
Are better at writing.
But why? I feel like this freestyling thing needs to come back, guys.
Old
no, like
ass.
Y'all got me in tears about this motherfucker.
Alright, listen, I'm gonna get into the new DJ Dimples featuring Mugs called Bet It All. Shout out to Dimples. Let's go.
Early morning flights before the flight, yeah. What a beautiful sight, you by my side, yeah. Can you see the light, the future bright? Long as you're willing to fly.
That was DJ Dimples featuring Mugs called Bet It All. I think it's a dope song. I like it.
I won't lie. I was within my feels. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think it's
I want to get a honey and sing this shit, dude. But don't get it twisted. I ain't light skin.
Wow. What is light skin? Nah, I'm joking. Anything?
I'm joking, light skin people.
Yeah, I'm shocked by Dimples. You know, he's been releasing, obviously, the club bangers lately. Yeah. Or only. And yeah, I like it, man. I like it. I think it's a nice switch up.
Yeah, no, I won't lie.
So we're talking off air and we're talking about, you know, how far hip hop has come and how people are actually making money off this shit. And, you know, people are actually, you know, living the rap life. You know, whether you want to say it's a good or bad thing, you know, talking about popping bottles and actually doing it and, you know, buying stupid, ignorant shit, you know, grills and chains for however much. But
so buying grills is ignorance? Is that what you're saying? Are you calling AKA ignorant? Is you or ain't?
I'm saying they're living the rap life. And personally, I don't have an issue with it because rap has been on the back foot in South Africa for such a long time. People have been struggling.
Some rappers get paid in bottles, though.
You know what I mean?
At the club and shit.
People been getting paid in bottles.
There's no speculation.
No, of course. And that's obviously generally when you're on the come up and stuff. But I'm saying it's a good thing that people can actually buy houses, real houses, buy real whips from this rap shit. So, but the debate was who is actually living this rap life and who can actually afford the life they rap about.
But you know, the crazy thing is, like, it's not only in South Africa.
Right.
In America, like, we were sold dreams at some point, dog. Like, MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Most of those, let me not say most. Some of the rappers that you would see on MTV Cribs
had rented out the crib.
Had rented out the house just for that episode and be like, yo, listen, Dick, this is me. I got my 22s and shit. You know, I got a 15-room house. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. And some of those stories did come out. Like, this guy had rented out this house. It wasn't really his.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think the facade goes along with the raps.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody has shot at this, like, has shot somebody or has been shot or has robbed some nigga for a chain or moved weight, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that you hear on like in some hip hop, like most hip hop joints, actually.
Do you have an issue when someone raps about it and hasn't done it?
Exactly, that's why Jaru fell off. That's why
Jaru wasn't really a thug.
No, he wasn't a thug, he got exposed.
Okay,
like. Dog, listen to each and every single track that 50 Cent has ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I can easily just say, catch you, you're not a real thug. You're lying.
I'm not a real thug, but I know some thugs. I'll get your ass shot.
No, my point is that just because 50 said it doesn't mean.
But here's the thing. When
look, Rick Ross raps about all this shit, and he was a correctional facilities officer.
That's why I can't respect Rick Ross.
That's what I'm saying. So you have an issue with rappers that rap about it, but don't really mean it.
Yeah, he bought the story from what's his name, fucking Freeway Rick Ross.
Oh yeah.
And while Rick Ross was Freeway Rick Ross's ward, like, God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they got to talking. He was like, yo, man, listen, I'm trying to get into this rap game. You know, let me borrow your name for a minute. And as soon as you get out, I'm going to get rid of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then how? The Freeway Rick Ross comes out. He's like, dog, we had a deal. What's going on? And then Rick Ross had real niggas coming for him. Like, Suge Knight almost had a hit, like, had put a price on it on Rick Ross's head, like Suge Knight almost. Okay. And then Rick Ross was like, nah, leave it, whatever, guys, it's the past, whatever. That's the crazy
shit.
But now
rappers do it all the time, so
that's why I can't, like, some of these, like, that's why I'm so old school. Because some of these rappers, man, they be lying to you. You know what I mean?
So who does and does not live the life? Or who, I think, to me, to be honest, it's like, is it believable? Can you say I have a Ferrari and do I be- do I believe that you have a Ferrari?
I haven't heard a lot of niggas say they have Ferraris, though.
You know,
in South Africa. In South Africa.
Obviously, it's an example. I'm saying, do I believe when you say I'm popping these bottles or whatever? Or when you said I'm like, I don't know. I think you might be lying. I think that's the whole thing about rap. Like, can you sell it and do you sell it well? So I don't have a huge issue with it because, you know, it's been happening for years.
By the way, I was just playing when I said I know thugs, okay? I was just playing. I'm just saying, okay? I just want to put that on the record, okay? I was just playing, you know? I ain't no thug. I'm just a North nigga trying to get it.
All right, y'all, we're wrapping it up. Thank you for tuning in. It was the Capital Wrap-Up every Wednesday, 3 to 4. Tune in next week. Before we go, Cap wants to tell us what the fuck is on his mind.
Well, right now, I am going to watch the Euros. That's what's on my mind right now. Gonna hook link up with some niggas.
Oh, Wales, Portugal?
Wales, Portugal. Who are you going for?
I want Wales to win, to be honest.
You want the underdogs?
Yeah, I don't like Portugal. What I don't like Ronaldo, sorry.
Jesus. All right. Well, what's on your mind, my boy?
Nothing much, man. Just that I love hip hop.
You emotional ass nigga?
Yeah. Guys, tune in next week. Peace out, yo.
This is CliffCentral.com.